back.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
The Oracle is back with a bang!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome once again to your Wealth Class on Radio. Abayomi Obabolujo is my name. I believe so much that you enjoyed your Easter holidays. To God be the glory. And for as many that took off the time to wish me happy birthday on Friday, that I was not on air, I want to say very thank you to all of you. Quite a number of telephone calls, quite a number of text messages, and uncountable messages via WhatsApp. And of course, my friends that even did special video for me on Facebook. I want to say a very big thank you to all of you. I would have loved to attend to all the greetings or wishes one by one, but again, I was held in traffic between Lagos and Ondo State for almost 12 hours. I was on the road that day. God will just bless all of you. Right, come now to, let's go straight to business. First, we'll be reviewing this morning the month of March 2018. Remember, the last time that you had my voice, we're actually talking, saying that that was the last trading day for the month of March. All right, and hopefully, by the grace of God, tomorrow I'll be reviewing the entire first quarter of 2018. Let me also quickly say a very big thank you to Aruna Kibira for coming to hold forth for me on Friday, and I do hope sincerely you enjoyed him for the period the network could afford. I actually took some time off though driving to still listen to him. So now, in the month of March 2018, best price performer on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange was GSK, and it grew by 61.9%. People will still say the market is down this and that in just 1 month without carrying any load, without sweat. You get 61.9% if you had invested in GSK. And that growth was as a result of the announcement of 7 naira 10 kobo special dividend and additional 40 kobo dividend. GSK started the month of March at 21 naira per share and remained so more or less stagnant at that 21 price until around 21st of March, when the announcement was made. And then the price closed the month of March at 34 naira per share. Please note, the close of register is April 23rd this month. Also note, all indicators are saying as at this morning that the stock of GSK at 34 naira is overpriced. The charts don't want to know who you are or what you have given or not. This suggests what might be after the price is marked for this dividend. All right, should you they buy into the stock now to get the 7 naira 10 kobo dividend and another 40 kobo, that is 7 naira 50 kobo. Well, can it still rise further before it is marked down? The charts are actually not saying so. All right, why? Looking further, 710,000 units of excess offer on that stock being traded on Thursday before the market closed for the Easter break actually suggested that the party might just be over. But you know, the market has a mind of its own. Anything can happen. ABC Transport started the month of March at 36 kobo, 44.44% was the growth in March, as the price closed at 52 kobo on the last trading day of the month. She used to invest in ABC. The charts are not saying so too. The company's audited report was released to the market on the last trading day of March. It shows that the earning is now positive 31 kobo from a loss of 36 kobo in the previous year. Except that the company did not declare any dividend that I can see, though I've not taken the time to read all the annual reports and accounts as released. This earning is very fantastic for a stock selling at 32 kobo to have declared an earning per share of 31 kobo. Right, very fantastic. Let me also talk about NEM Insurance. It grew in the month of March by 30.95%. It was 2 naira 50 kobo at the start of the month. It closed at 2 naira 10 kobo rather. At the start of the month, it closed at 2 naira 75 kobo. And NEM also released its audited report to the market last week Thursday with an earning per share for the audited account of 53 kobo. Gauging this with the current price, it gives 19% earnings yield and 5.2 PE ratio. Comparatively, that's not a bad result, but there's no dividend information that I can see as yet. We still have other major gainers in the month of March. These include Consolidated Hallmark Insurance, gained 26.9%, Custodian and Allied, gained 24%, Calverton, gained 23%, and Kiltis, 19.56%. In March, FTN Coco was the highest loser with 50% price decline. Sovereign Trust Insurance, 45.24% decline. African Alliance Insurance, 42.11% decline. Regency Alliance, 39.58% decline. And Unity Bank, 31.46%. Most of the losses are traceable to the introduction of new rule on price movement by the Nigerian Stock Exchange. I will be right back.
The Oracle is back with a bang!
Accurate stock picks, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. So let us take the time to look at the possibilities in the month of April 2016. You need also to remember that today's trading actually also commences the second quarter of 2018. Now, the much awaited, that is the first to consider as the market opens for trading activities on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange this morning. The much awaited Monetary Policy Committee meeting of the Central Bank that couldn't hold in January and March as scheduled will be held today as announced. And of course, it takes normally 3 days, so it will be held today and tomorrow, all things being equal. So you need to keep your attentions on the fillers and the information that eventually will emerge from this. Of course, we shall be talking about the report on Thursday morning, all things being equal on this platform. Let me quickly add this, that if MPC decides to increase rates, it will have negative impact on the prices of equities, particularly in the month of April. And if for any reason they decide to reduce rates, of course, what will happen is that equity prices would definitely be affected positively. Please note that. Besides, lots of results were released to the market on the last trading day of March by quoted companies, companies that are quoted on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. So the market couldn't respond to all this on Thursday. So the market will spend the rest of this week to react to some of this report. Besides, around middle of this month to the end of this month and stretching to early May, we should begin to see management accounts, that is a first quarter report from companies that are listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. So impacts should be felt relative to rate adjustment, like I said, and of course putting all this together and past performances of these equities, April, well, if you look at it, is always lower in performance relative to March. Close of register, Zenith closes tomorrow. Are you still interested in the 2.45 naira kobo? So dividend declared, Zenith is still there for you for the taking tomorrow. Access, UBA, and a few others would be adjusted for price, will be marked down for the dividend next week. We'll definitely tell you about this subsequently. All right, so stocks to watch for today, definitely, as I can say, there are not so much of sharp opportunities cited at the close of trading activities to end the month of March and to end this first quarter of 2018. Again, you know, there are lots of activities really, but there are not so much of sharp opportunities cited such that one could say that the market might likely move up today. But again, looking at the fact that this is the beginning of a new quarter and the beginning of a new month, there's no need to stress, because our portfolios are actually calculated and adjusted at the end of the month, and in most cases at the end of the quarter. So it is a new beginning. The market might just be a little bit slow. As I round up this morning, three equities I will counsel that you watch out for: Afriprud, Caverton, and of course UBA. We see the way the market closes today, and we'll be here tomorrow morning by the special grace of God to talk about this. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned today, and we'll meet tomorrow. But don't forget that you can get all this information, particularly this audio version, aside from the Facebook presentation, on our website www.stocksng.com. So stocksng.com. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
The Oracle is back with a bang.
Accurate stock picks, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.